During the time I've been a producer on this show, I've heard poetry about all kinds of things, from body image and Google to songbirds and the apocalypse. But I was still surprised when poet and Kellogg Community College professor Elizabeth Kerlikowski told me there was a poetry book about us. About public media, that is. It's called The Liberal Media Made Me Do It. It's a collection of poems written about stories and shows on NPR, PBS, and even special programs on WMUK. In fact, Kerlikowski wrote haikus on every single program we carry on 102.1. Here's one she wrote called Performance Today.
Another texter on the road. I want to ram her. Wait, Debussy.
Kalamazoo poets Deborah Gang and Susan Ramsey also have poems in the book, as well as more than 50 other contributors from around the country. Gang says it's not surprising that poets get inspired by the things they hear on NPR and PBS. For many people, public media is just part of their routine.
All of our social life has way too much of, I heard this story the other day on NPR, or did you see this show on PBS, or was this on MUK or UM, did you hear such and such? And we get sort of embarrassed about it, but then we continue because it is what we do and listen to.
Gang's poem in the collection is called The Wiretapper's Ball.
Some are obvious. Do not use assassination. Taliban. Bomb.
It's in response to several stories she's heard on NPR about the email keyword system the Department of Homeland Security was using to help uncover terrorists.
Hail. Snow. Blizzard. Why, these are some of your necessary words, everyone's necessary words. If you suffer blizzards, you need to talk about them. And if you don't, you need to gloat.
Susan Ramsey created her poem, Tell Me If You've Heard This One, after listening to several episodes of A Prairie Home Companion's yearly joke show.
I was listening to tapes of it in the car with my kids once and noticing the patterns that there are. Jokes about light bulb jokes. There's always the priest, minister, and a rabbi. And when you start counting them and come up with the usuals of joke, chicken, blonde, light bulb, bar, rabbi, to a poet, six things means a sestina, which is a form that uses only those words as the end words for six stanzas and then uses all of them again one more time in the final three lines, but in a particular repeating pattern. It was okay until the last three lines, and it didn't work, and we listened to the joke show the next year, and they told the light bulb joke, how many moths does it take to screw in a light bulb? Only two, but you've got to wonder how they got in there.
Each poet seems to get something different out of public media. Ramsey says, for her, it's those little pieces of trivia.
You know, Radiolab is at least three interesting things each time. Mantis shrimp, or color perception, or English radio programs of mind reading in 1930, and Penn Jillette sitting there laughing evilly saying, I can tell you how they did it, but you'll hate me. You'll hate me because it's not exciting. It's just dirty. You'll hate me. Yeah. And I could listen to this all day.
For Deborah Gang, it's about nostalgia and feeding her large appetite for information.
We all have memories of being read to as a child, but we are now being read to through these wonderful radio shows. It's less effortful than reading yourself or going out and finding things to read. So I think for information junkies, it's just been this wonderful expansion of more stuff to learn about.
Elizabeth Kerlikowski says she enjoys the lack of commercials, but also...
You get intelligent people talking about topics that need more than 2 seconds to talk about. That's how I feel about it.
You can pick up a copy of the poetry collection The Liberal Media Made Me Do It at Michigan News Agency or through the links on our website.